As you know, on Saturday, March 21st, President Trump issued a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran through his post on Truth Social. He said, US would strike Iran's power plants if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. In his own words, if Iran doesn't fully open without threat, the Strait of Hormuz, within 48 hours from this exact point in time, the United States of America will hit and obliterate their various power plants, starting with the biggest one first. We all know the importance of the Strait of Hormuz. It is a vital global choke point, and it is literally closed for almost a month now. That is the reason we are hearing about rising fuel prices and shortages. On Friday, a day earlier, Trump said that the US was getting very close to meeting their objectives, and they are also considering winding down military operations. But then within hours, the Pentagon announced it was deploying 3 additional warships and about 2,500 Marines to the region. This only means one thing. Whatever Trump says publicly, it is to gauge Iran's reaction, whether or not they will get intimidated or given to US demands. If the response or reaction is not in favor of United States, that's when alternative plans get activated. That is what we get to see what Pentagon is doing. So what was Iran's response? Iran showed no signs of backing down. In fact, Iran threatened to strike US and Israeli infrastructure in the region in response to any attack on its power plants. Iran said very specifically that they would target every fuel, energy, information technology systems and desalination infrastructure used by America and the Gulf countries. So basically, Iran has built a doctrine of mutual assured economic destruction. In other words, if they go down, Iran will drag oil, water, internet and global trade with it. That is why many leaders around the world are suggesting that Trump needs to find another way, rather than escalate further, because the question is, which side blinks first? And right now, none of them are willing to step back. And right now, after the 48-hour deadline that has effectively expired, that is the reason situation remains extremely tense, with no sign of either side backing down. And the same we are getting to see in the stock market as well. Now, the important question that is puzzling everyone is that, why Iran is still standing and looking into America's eyes and not even flinching after so much has happened. Almost all their top leadership has been assassinated and Iran is not even stepping back. In fact, they're even escalating things further after nearly a month of war. Iran launched 2 intermediate range ballistic missiles at Diego Garcia Base, a joint US-UK military base in the Indian Ocean. Look at the distance, over 3,000 kilometers from Iran. Although it did not hit the base, one failed mid-flight and the other was intercepted by a US warship. But the attempt of firing a missile itself was the message. It demonstrated Iran's weapons capability and audacity that goes beyond what Iran was previously known to possess. So the question is, how is Iran having these hidden capabilities despite being bombed heavily by Israel and US, who have literally dropped more than 5,000 pounds of bombs till now inside Iran? So this is where you have to understand that there is something deeper about Iran's strategy. It clearly shows that Iran has never revealed the truth regarding its missile's range. They always said it is under 2,000 kilometers, and they have always maintained this narrative that they have no intention of firing missiles towards the US or Europe. But then the recent Diego Garcia strike directly contradicted Iran's previous claim, because this is not a small jump. This is a completely different range category. And it is hard to believe that when the country is being hit heavily from 2 directions, and that to whose top leadership has been assassinated, it is impossible to suddenly develop long-range missile capability in the middle of a war. This is not a movie where technology appears overnight. This only means one thing. Iran's missile capabilities have already existed, just never revealed. And once you accept that, it raises even a bigger question. If missile range was understated, then could the same be true for Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities as well? That's where the real uncertainty begins. Now look at the military side of this. The United States and Israel have already dropped massive bunker buster bombs on Iranian targets. That tells us something very clearly. Iran's air defense network has taken serious damage. Because without weakening air defenses, such deep strikes are not easy. But then, something doesn't add up. Despite this pressure, Iran is still able to launch coordinated attacks, even at long distances. And more importantly, recently we are hearing in the news that Iran has shot down a US F-35 jet. But the US rejects that claim. Whatever may be the situation, whether or not it happened, one important question that arises is that, how is Iran still managing this? One possible explanation is external intelligence support. If you pay attention, there are many indications that Iran is not acting alone when it comes to targeting. There have been movements of Chinese surveillance vessels in the Arabian Sea. Russia, with its long experience in missile systems and battlefield intelligence, is also seen as a possible back-channel support. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean direct involvement in the war, but even limited intelligence sharing, like satellite tracking, radar data, or targeting inputs, can dramatically improve strike accuracy. And that is what is happening. China and Russia are helping Iran from behind. Although they will reject that claim, but all the indications are right out in the open. So when you think this way, that changes the entire equation. Because now this is no longer just a US-Iran confrontation. It is starting to look like a larger geopolitical alignment, quietly taking shape. And this is something US has factored in and formulating next course of action. So here is what Iran is doing so far. Number 1. Kept its missile capabilities a secret. Point number 2. Iran has adopted a doctrine of mutual assured economic destruction. In other words, if I go down, I will drag oil, water, internet, and global trade, and all the Gulf countries along with me. Point number 3. Iran is selectively allowing some countries' ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, like China, India, Malaysia, Turkey. But recently, even Japan was included. Iranian foreign minister said they are ready to facilitate passage of Japanese vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. Do you know why? Because recently Japanese Prime Minister went to White House and Trump made a sarcastic and provocative remark referencing Pearl Harbor and Japan's 1941 attack, which created an awkward moment for the Japanese Prime Minister and created some discomfort back home in Japan. Now look at the timing. Almost immediately after this, Iran signals that Japanese vessels could be allowed safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. And that's not random. That's a calculated geopolitical move. Because what Iran is essentially doing here is subtle but powerful. It is sending a message to Japan. You don't necessarily have to fully align with the US pressure. It plants a small but important doubt. And in geopolitics, you don't always need a big shift. Sometimes, just creating hesitation in an ally's mind is enough to plant a seed for a long-term thinking. Now, point number 4. Iran is also getting intel from Russia and China. Then point number 5. Iran has struck near Israel's main nuclear research site at Dimona. The first time in the war that Israel's nuclear research center was targeted. Israeli defenses failed to intercept the missiles and the strike have caused serious damage. And point number 6. The Diego Garcia strike changes Iran's threat profile dramatically, as these missile systems now put most of Europe within range of Iranian ballistic missiles, which is why Israel's military chief used it to urge European countries to join the war effort. So these are the facts in front of you. So now what is going to happen is, US and Israel is extremely confident, well-resourced, and has allies and gains in mind. They will be able to gather NATO allies as well as Gulf countries to unite and attack on Iran. On the other side, Iran is fighting on religious and ideological grounds. This is their survival war or holy war. That is how they will frame it. As I said, if we go down, we will take everyone whatever we can with us. Now the time has come when there will be sudden events, mass destruction and hidden weapons will be used like chemical or biological. This will turn into surprise attacks, unconventional warfare. My main concern is regarding communication failures, mass media blackout. I hope Iran doesn't cut the sea cables and cause internet failure. That would be terrible. There will be huge loss. That's one big concern. And then if you see Gulf Kingdoms, wealth and prestige is being threatened. So they will be forced to participate in this war for sure. Otherwise nothing will be left. International law, World Court, United Nations, everyone will interfere but they will be ignored big time. Massive military escalation is bound to happen. Trump will strike Iran's infrastructure. Israel has already started striking Iran. I also feel diplomacy will die here. And all peace attempts will lead to destruction. The 48-hour ultimatum will not end in a peaceful deal. Plus, think about it. The whole world is watching the United States. So US will not let it go easily. Their strength and power is being tested. They will show brute force. I will keep you updated more as progress happens. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching and I'll see you in the next one.